All right, Aleshur, Chelek 1, we on Daf Chaf Hei, in the chapter entitled Limud Gemara. After the asterisks, the Midrash says, Omar b'Yishmoel, bo ur'e kama kashe yom adin. An illustration of how difficult the judgment will be, shal sit HaKadosh Baruch Hu ladun es kol olam kolo be'emek Yehoi Shafat, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will judge the entire world in the valley of Yehoi Shafat, v'kivan shetamid chacham ba'lefanov. In the case of a Talmid Chacham coming for judgment, Omer lo yiklum osakta batira. Were you involved in Tira? Omer hen. If the Talmid Chacham says yes, Omer lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ho'il ve'hoidisa. Well, since you acknowledge, since you answered in the positive, Emoir lefanai mashe korisa o mashe shonisa. Well, let's hear. What did you learn? Mikan amru, based on this, Chazal said, kol mashe kara adam yehi tafus beyadoi. What a person is, kara refers to Tanakh. It must be tafus b'yadim, solidly grasped in his hand. It must be at his fingertips. Umash shana yehi tafus b'yadim. Whatever Mishnah Yos has learned, it must be solidly in his grasp, at his fingertips. Shelo yitasigeu busha uchlima lo yomadin, so that he should not be overcome and overwhelmed with embarrassment and humiliation on the Day of Judgment. Hayar Rabbi Yishmoel omer, oy lo yisah busha, oy lo yisah kelima. He used to say that it will be a terrible humiliation for Talmid Chacham says, well, I spent my entire life learning, but now, you know, when it comes to it, there's very little at his fingertips. It is a superficial type of learning. This is what David the Melech asked for, pleading before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, boiker tishma koili boker e'eroch lach. Says the author, Bechinazes shorchim ladam, this test that will be administered to each individual, Bechina shel emesi, it's a test about how truthful he is. Tachlis chayim liyos mishnasei tfusa b'yadoi. The purpose is to have his learning at his fingertips. It should be, he has to have mastered it. Kol ma shiyidi aso yoseh berura. The clearer one's knowledge, yoseh na'alahi b'chinas hachayim sheloi. The more exalted his level of life. Tamid chacham hu hachay b'sev asoi. The essence of it, Tamid chacham, is a person who lives in his Torah. It obligates us to learn to the point where we have a clarity in the learning, where it's not haphazard and superficial and vague and hazy. It's clear to the extent that one can, of course. It doesn't mean that one eliminates all residual doubts and questions, but even the questions should be clear. Ve'im lomadnu ve'loi chazarnu, if we learned but did not revise to the point where our knowledge endures for many years, we haven't fulfilled the obligation. Each individual is required to do sufficient chazara at she'et talmudoi beyadoi. That's an expression from the Gemara, Psachim Dafnun, talmudoi beyadoi, in his hand, at his fingertips. Va'afilu talmid tzair chayav ladas, even a young scholar has to know, ki b'mashu lomed ayoyim, that he's learning today, hu maniach es hayesod lidias shas. What he's doing is laying the foundation for the knowledge of shas. U'mashu lomed achshav, and what he learns now tzach lios tafus b'yadoi. It must be at his fingertips, it must be clear. Ad shebechol ha'masachtois shilmad, to the point where, through all the masachtois that he learns, the knowledge that is acquired now should be ready, should be at his fingertips to be able to ask kashas from them, or to cite proofs for whatever he's learning in the future. It should be available. It should be like resource material which is at his fingertips to ask kashas or to cite proofs, or to further clarify them based on what he'll add in the following years. Atikta kashya mechadata. That's a statement in the Gemara. Yom haftes is one place. Yom adav haftes migmar be'atikta kashya mechadata, say Chazal. It's more difficult to learn the old than the new. It's part of human psychology. Kashya lachazor mashe lilmod davar chadash. It's more difficult to revise than to learn something new. And as I said, it's a part of human psychology. We just find it easier to slip into something new. It's exciting, there's a certain rejuvenation in it. psychologically, it's more difficult to go back to something that we've covered and to do it again. It's the knowledge that you are laying the foundation for familiarity and expertise in the whole of Shas. And the desire to be gadol b'Torah, hem yu b'ezrecha. That is what aids you. You can overcome this natural inclination to just go on to new material all the time. The next paragraph, I made a note to look at also Chelek Beis on Daf Kuf Tes Zayin, relevant to what we're saying over here. V'ine mize lo yinehene mimesikus sechel haTorah. Who doesn't enjoy the sweetness of Torah intellect, b'chidushei Torah haneimarim mirashei yeshivos, very brilliant insights of the Rashi Yeshivos, b'havana amuka u'mavrika, with shining intellect and deep understanding. ומי זה לא נהנה מספרי האחרונים זל, מהקצוי סחוישן, עד חילושי רבינו חיים זצה. Who doesn't enjoy reading the brilliant analysis of the קצוי סחוישן and the רבינו חיים סולובייצ'יק, מבריסק? ובכל זאת, but this is a trap, says the author. Nonetheless, היסוד בלימוד תורה, the foundation of learning is ידיעה ברורה בפשט הגמרא עם רש"י ותוספות. The foundation is a solid knowledge in the straightforward analysis of the Gemara with Rashi and Tosfos. Ve'rak al yesod ze yesh livnos aleihem. It's on this foundation that one can build onwards. Ve'ein lanu b'shum oifen, under no circumstances, la'afoch es haseder, are we to turn things, make them topsy-turvy. U'lishtasha b'achronim, here uses lishtasha in a negative sense, to amuse ourselves with achronim, by neglecting Gemara Perushashi Tosafos. That's a foundation, and even though that's, again, it's more difficult, an unnatural inclination to slip into something brilliant, shining, like the Achronim, that's incorrect. He puts it in a beautiful sentence now. Ma me'oid alinu lizaher michipus sensatziot b'Torah. We should be extremely careful of looking for sensationalism in the Torah. It's sensationalism to look for this particular turn of phrase and that brilliant analysis. He says in experience, and this is something that's common, Ra'isi tz'irim, I have seen young men, shelamdu berifun rav, they actually learned, and their learning was very weak, ela shelo hirgishu b'chach, but they weren't aware of this. They didn't sense the fact that their learning was really shvach. Shamu midei yom biyomo yaze chidush mitzvah. Every day they heard a ringing chidush, as a barak beviru as a sugya. That's some you know, like a stroke of lightning, a flash of lightning in the clarity of some sugya. And on that they built their learning. One episode per day, a brilliant insight over here, a brilliant insight over there. Tzav le tzav, kav le kav, zair sham, zair sham. This is a quotation from Yeshayahu Perek Chafches. A tiny bit here, tiny bit there. It gave them a false, an imaginary sense of fulfillment in Torah. The Ein. It is false. It's imaginary. They were empty. I mean, even worse, they didn't sense the emptiness within them. Because in their head, they heard this sharp comment for the day. Begeder, the author is using the expression of Chazal from Bava Metzia Daf Pehe Amud Beis. Chazal say over there that when you have a single coin in a barrel and it rolls on a, you know, when it rolls on a cobbled street, it makes an enormous amount of noise, even though it's virtually empty. Whereas if the barrel were full, if it was completely full of coins, it would be much more silent. So Chazal use it in this sense, istira belgina kish kishkaya, the emptier vessels make a lot more noise. And this is the type of learning that we're speaking about over here. A brilliant flash over there, an insight over there. In truth, the person is empty. Uchedai b'zayon v'ketzef, that's a paraphrase of the pasuk in Esther, perek aleph, yeah, pasuk yud ches. It's a disgrace. Rak mish omal al peshat sugya. Only somebody who toiled on the simple, straightforward meaning of the sugya. Vayaga ledata al buriya. And he toiled again to understand it properly. Hu yigash el rishonim v'acharonim v'amorim. He is then in a position to approach the rishonim, the acharonim, v'amol alehim, and then toil on them ad sheyei oiru lo hadvarim or pnimi, to the point where an internal light begins to shine for him. V'tisbarer lo hasugya berur meir v'amoik. And the sugya should become clear. And this is foundations, as we said. We're entering, this is the entry into the Torah world. It's foundations, this is basic. In this context, I saw something very interesting to do with the Beis Halevi. He wrote many haskamois. People came to him. It was Gdoil Hador, many authors came to him. He wrote at least 83 haskamois in his lifetime, most of them very brief. A few lines, literally three or four lines. The longest haskama that he wrote is actually about the subject that we sang. He wrote a haskama in a probation to a sefer called Hamadrich, written by by two brothers, Rabbis Avraham Zinger and Rabbi Binyamin Zinger. And he gives him a blessing. And then he says, very interestingly, V'yan ki kavanaschem oydes yotzuya ledavar gadol mizeh. Your intention is v'hu leman hakeil me'atalmidim hamasa le'ayifa. Your intention is to make it easier for the talmidim. U'retzen kvudam lehakeil u'lekatzer derech. And what you wish to do is to shorten the path. Leman aloich me'akal alachamu. Your intention is that the talmid should gradually grow. Adei gedelu b'tira. So he says, I see fit over here to reveal to you my intention. You have not fulfilled your obligation. Not by lightening the load of Limud. It is not by making the Limud easier that we will be able to raise Talmidim that we can hope will produce Torah. When he says, "Yonir alanu ipuches," his experience is shown as the opposite. Ki kol she'tam duvsha shel Torah be'amal uvzeias apayim ben arusay. Any person who tasted the honey of Torah through sweat and tears, be'amal uvzeias apayim ben arusay in his youth, hu le'yazven oylamim gam ki ezkin. Then he will endure in it. Ve'im nir etamid acher shepana l'shem oirif. Whereas often when we see a talmid who's turned to the negative, neida betach, we can know with certainty, in his youth, his Torah was also from the lips out, superficial. Loi be'amal, ve'loi b'giyah. It was with neither toil nor effort. He carries on. It's fascinating that this is the longest haskama that he ever wrote. He was very brief in his haskamois. And he goes on. The point is clear, and it's known from experience, and this is a foundation term, and that's why we're saying it over here. Not to seek sensationalism, as the author calls it, especially if one is looking to give a shiurness, perhaps to lead a chavura, and one wants to make a particular point, so you jump quickly to a ktzois or Rav Chaim and find some flash. That is not Gemara learning. The moral learning is something that one can use, as we said in the Midrash at the beginning, to stand before Kadosh Baruch Hu at the end of days and say, I know this solidly. Doesn't have to be necessarily brilliant, but I know solidly what the Gemara says, what Rashi says, what Tosfos say, what they're arguing about, what the issues are. That's the real learning that we're speaking about. The last paragraph, Bichsubois Samech Gimel Amud Aleph. Behader Rabbi Akiva Hitir Lekal Basavocho Yisnoi Es Nidroi. So this is the famous story when, after all the years, Rabbi Akiva came back and his father-in-law didn't recognize him, and the father-in-law wanted to release himself from the neder he had taken not to support his daughter and son-in-law. And Rabbi Akiva examined him. Ufasach loi adata de gavra rabbi min adarta. Pesach, he found a Pesach, a way to annul the neder by asking Kalba Savua, when you took the neder, did you have in mind the possibility that your son-in-law would be a gavr rabba? Hikshur Tosfos Sham, Tosfos asks a question, there's certain rules about how to release a person from a neder. One can't just do it, and Tosfos is asking, something that wasn't predictable. One cannot release the neder on the basis of something that was predictable. And they ask this question, it's not considered something like that. ki derechu behoilech lilmoid shenasa gadol. I'm not getting into the details, obviously, but the point here is that it says derechu behoilech lilmoid shenasa gadol. It's the way, it's the expected path of somebody who's going to learn that he will become gadol. Derechu, says Tosfos. It's a remarkable statement. That's how Rabbi Akiva was able to release his father-in-law from the neder, because it can be expected that a person is going to learn will grow. Ashrei mishechach muvtach loy. Fortunate is somebody who's assured in this. Ulam kasher zo yaderech, if the Rishonim tell us, if this is the way, nedagam ken kitzad lechalkel es limudeinu. We should also learn from this how to manage our learning. Leval nitapes lekatnus. Not to be grouped by small-mindedness. Both in overall conception of what it is that we are supposed to achieve, so a broad picture, a strategic picture, and also for the tactical issues, the arranging and managing one's learning, the particular sdarim, and how much time to devote to each thing. Nigash el limudenu bidia vehakara. We have to approach our learning with the knowledge, the recognition. Ki hagadlus shebeisek haTorah hi hayegi'ah. Greatness in involvement in Torah is the effort, v'ayichrach ha'penimi liyagia l'amitus ha'Torah, and that internal compulsion, the knowledge that it is indispensable, it must be, that a person must strive to reach the truth, bidia berura v'avana muka, clear knowledge, deep understanding, ad kedei yedias kol ha'Torah kula, to the point where we should strive to know the entire Torah, benigle uvenistar gam yachad, both the revealed portions and the nistar. Ad kan.